let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Safek v'androgynous ein mechal in olav as Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Matir v'androgynous. The Mishnah said that we cannot do a bris on Shabbos in the case of a doubt. But there's a machlokas whether we can do a bris for an androgynous who has both male and female parts on Shabbos. The Braisa elaborates that the machlokas revolves around which cases are excluded from the word arloso in the pasuk. Tanakhama excludes cases of doubt, which we'll explain later. The Gemara is going to define as a baby whose birth may have been in the 7th month of pregnancy, which is considered normal, or the 8th month of pregnancy, where the baby has no chance of survival, and a case of androgynous from Mila on Shabbos, while Rabbi Huda excludes a baby born during Ben Hashmashos, where we aren't sure when his real birthday is, and in the case of a baby born with a bris mila, who according to Beis Shammai is still required to tavas dam bris, drawing of blood, but that cannot be done on Shabbos. The Braisa quotes another version of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where lo nech leku al nolek shu mol shetzarech lativ menu dam bris. They both agree that a baby born with a bris requires drawing of blood. They only argue al gershin is gayer kshu mol, about a convert who already has a mila, where Beis Shammai requires drawing blood as part of the conversion process, but Beis Hillel says it's not necessary. Rav Amar Halacha Ketanakama. Rav holds like the first version of the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and therefore holds that a baby born with a bris does not require a Tavas Dam bris. Shmuel holds like the second version of the Machlokas, and therefore holds that a baby born with a bris does require a Tavas Dam bris. The Gemara tells the story of Ravad Barava, who had a son born with a Mila. He was Nolan Mahul, and against the objections of 13 Moalim, he did the bris on Shabbos by himself, and he ended up mutilating the baby. He later confessed, I deserve this result of having a mutilated baby because I violated Rav's opinion that we don't do any bris on a baby born with a mila. The Gemara mentions that clearly Ravada Barava held that Shmuel, who requires a tavas dam bris in this case, would even allow it to be done on Shabbos, but there's no clear proof that Shmuel holds this way. The Gemara goes on to give that Shmuel himself holds that way. The Gemara goes on to give rules about when a bris has to wait until the 8th day and when it can be done immediately. Whenever the mother has the tumah of a woman who gave birth, 7 days of tumah followed by 33 days of tara for a boy, the bris would be done on the 8th day. If the mother does not have tumas leida, such as a case where a baby born by a cesarean section, the bris should be done immediately. Even though we did bris on the 8th day before the tara was given, when there was not yet a concept of tumas leida, nitna tara v'nischad shalacha, we assume that once the tara was given, the halacha changed, and now we do bris on the 8th day only in cases where the mother as tumas leida. There is a machlokas whether a bris for a baby born with a C-section can be done on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains that haba hatalia, the issue of doing bris on Shabbos depends on whether the mitzvah is on the 8th day. Only a bris that must be done on the 8th day can be done on Shabbos. Kitanai, the Gemara suggests that there's actually machlokas tanayim whether tumas leida is connected to the requirement of giving a bris on the 8th day. The Braisa derives from Pesukim and Chumash that both a slave born in a Jewish home and a slave who is purchased sometimes can have mila on the 8th day and sometimes can have mila immediately. The Gemara has an easy time figuring out how all opinions will come up with a case of Miknas Kesef, a purchased slave, that will sometimes require mila on the 8th day if the mother was pregnant when she was bought, and sometimes on the first day if she was bought right after giving birth. The Gemara has a more difficult time figuring out how a Yelid Bayis will have Mila on the first day according to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds that the case of Yelid Bayis, a slave born into a Jewish home, where the bris is on the 8th day, is when the mother became pregnant after being purchased, regardless of whether she went to the mikveh before or after the birth, because her tumah has no relevance to the Mila being done on the 8th day. Rav Chama holds that if she hadn't gone to the mikveh before giving birth, and therefore didn't become Tameh, the bris is on the first day. The Gemara points out that it seems that the Tanakhama doesn't think the tumah status of the mother has anything to do with when the bris is going to be. There are only two cases where the Tanakhama would hold a Yelid Bayis would get a bris even on the first day. First is Belokeach Shivcha Le'ubra, where you only buy the woman for the rights to her fetus. Since the birth is completely different from a regular Jew's birth, there would be no meal on the 8th day. This would only work if we hold Kinyan Peros Lav Kinyan Guftami, that owning the produce of a property is not like owning the property, so it's not considered like you own the mother. But if Kinyan Peros Kinyan Guftami, it would be considered like you own the mother, and the birth is therefore just like a regular Jewish birth, where the bris would be on the 8th day. Belokeach Shivcha Almanash Lola Hatbila is the second example. The other possibility is you buy the mother with the condition that she will not go to the mikveh to become a Shivcha Knanis. Since her situation is not at all similar to a regular Jewish birth, the baby would not get a bris on the 8th day. And that's the basic Chazara of Shabbos, Tavkof Lamed Hei.